Hello, it's Phil from Social Hiking Share Your Adventure. And we're basically at the end of our walk now. We're just a minute from where the cars are parked, enjoying a pint at the Grand Union Three Locks pub. And that brings me on to the last of the features that I'm going to talk about today, which is it's another AdventureBot feature. And it's a way of being able to change the last icon on your map to be a particular symbol. So I've just sent a direct message to AdventureBot, which is ADVBOT, with icon hash pub. And if you look at my map on shareyouradventure.com and Rich's map, you'll see that our last icon is now a pub icon. And there's also one for food, castle, and various other things like that. So that's pretty much how I use Social Hiking. I haven't had to go on the site at all throughout the day. It's all just using services that I use when I'm walking anyway. The only thing that I would probably do when I get home is I would look at my map and just see if it's how accurate it is, whether or not I've had signal, because Locus Maps doesn't cache if it's out of signal. And I might upload a GPX file, and what that does is it adds to the existing data the GPX file locations. And the other thing is, I've taken a few photos from my camera, which I will upload to Picasa when I get home, and Social Hiking will automatically pick those photos out and attach them to the map in the appropriate place based on the timestamp that I took it. So that's it. I hope you enjoyed this series of boos. Thanks for listening, and I will speak to you all soon. Bye. Do you want to say bye, Rich?
Goodbye.